The Matanuska May Dairy Building was located on the 9-acre site on which stand many structures dating back to colony days. In the afternoon sun, only charred rubble remained.
And it's, of course, as you can see, a total loss.
City Public Safety Director John Owen.
We have a light breeze, as you've noticed, that's picked up, and the breeze has ignited a hot spot over there.
All right.
And so we're just making sure that the scene is safe. Our crews are going to be out here all day.
Palmer firemen were hosing down hot spots on the rubble of the old mat-made building late Tuesday after the early morning fire demolished the antique structure in Palmer's historic district. Owen says the fire call came in at 3:30 a.m.
The Palmer Fire Chief and Palmer Police arrived within a minute or two. The fire chief drove around the perimeter of this 9-acre city block and saw fire coming out from under the eaves of this building. Within a moment or two, the entire roof was engulfed in flame.
Owen says Palmer and Mat-Su Central Fire Departments responded with ladder trucks to allow firefighters to attack the blaze from above. He says the firemen also had to protect nearby buildings.
It's called surround and drown when you're fighting from the air. And the big thing was we had to protect Crowley Petroleum from the fire from spreading to the gas and petroleum products that are stored at Crowley Petroleum right next door here because of danger of, you know, an entire conflagration.
State Fire Marshal John Bond surveyed the scene on Tuesday afternoon to help determine the cause of the fire. Not much was left of the building except some charred wooden beams and metal remnants, which had plunged into the building's basement. The heat of the blaze was so intense it melted the paint off nearby cars. The old building was in private ownership. Last year, Palmer voters approved a bond measure allowing the city to purchase the historic district containing the mat-made building and other wooden structures. Those plans have not been finalized yet. Owen says it will be about a month before a final determination as to the cause of the fire is known. Director Owen says no injuries have been reported in the blaze. He said there was no power or gas on in the building, nor was lightning a possible cause. I'm Ellen Lockyer.